Hey, everybody. We're here today with Amy. She does a show on, I'll let you tell us what her show's about today. So I'm excited because you and I were chatting about it a few minutes ago. So anyway.
We've been talking
take it
about,
away,
my show is about legacies. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And we've been talking about legacies. And this week, I've, you know, more little epiphanies and wanted to continue our conversations and on legacy of truth. And with that being said, I had a scenario that came up in talking with Tari throughout the week, and there was two parts to it, and not saying that I'm perfect or that I had this epiphany wide, you know, instantly or anything. It was a lesson and a growth moment for me, I guess, in a way, like Tari being my life coach can say, baby girl growing up. Right, Tari?
Yeah, well, you're growing up. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I think you're full grown. You're just realizing how full grown you are. But anyway, go ahead. So
anyway, in this legacy of truth, I had this situation that came up, and it was basically of what came out of the situation for me, which I'm questioning, and feedback from others would be, you know, when we have a situation and we invite someone, maybe they're a significant other, maybe they're just a friend. Whatever the scenario may be, longtime friends, new friends, and keeping it simple and short of going out to dinner. You know, hey, Tari, I have wine dinner at this particular restaurant. They only do it once a month. Are you able to go with me next Wednesday to this event? And she agrees. The week goes on. The week's approaching. Hey, Tari, I'm unable to go. I have family members coming in, and I'm not going to be able to go. So, Tari's no problem. But then you find out later that the person did go to the event, and here you were all along able to go. Tari, you changed your schedule to be open and free. You committed and whatnot. So,
right. In
that situation, when I just, you know, came across all the information, and I'm always amazed at how the universe will protect me, give me the information, and show me, or even teach me. In this situation, I think it's all four. And at first, when I looked at it, I was hurt, I was annoyed, and I was more of like just taken back of, well, that's weird. Why didn't, you know, if he was available, then why didn't I just get a call? Hey, things changed. I know it's last minute. You're still available. That to me was just sort of kind of like living in truth. That it just seems simple for me. Taking it a step further, you have to call your life coach. She really makes you stretch, you know, in every different angle, like an octopus. And we look at it from all the different views. And, you know, sometimes some people, Tari, I mean, you might be able to say it better a little bit, but I'm just going to recap it of what you said is true as well, of how sometimes we either rearrange or cancel or regroup with those in our lives may seem harsh,
right.
But maybe that was just what seemed to be the softest thing at the time of changing plans. And for me in my situation, it was also after I got through the why am I annoyed with this? God, it's bothering me that there was this overall, when I stopped and be like, okay, I'm not crying. I'm not devastated. I'm not truly upset. So when I stopped and went, why I'm not upset, you know, I'm like, I'm cool. I'm great. We're just friends. No big deal. But then I'm like, why did it like sort of rub me wrong? And the truth is I was relieved, but then yet it was a situation of maybe, like, Therese, you asked me, you know, have I done it before? And I'm like, I think it's more of a conscious awareness that I'm always so conscious to not offend others. And in doing that in my daily walk, I have allowed others to – I have not held – how do I say it? I have not been real firm with my boundaries to protect me. Therefore, I've allowed my boundaries to get crossed, and I have – given so much or so much energy to others or situations that it's been draining and it wasn't healthy. And so when I look at the situation now after processing with your help, Tari, it's there was a growth and the message in me of, you know, what you said, you can't control others, of how we handle things, but we can be reminded of how things feel and what we continue to do in our daily walk moving forward.
That's
it was
true.
A huge lesson for me,
yeah,
of learning these are boundaries, or that it's okay sometimes that, hey, I can't go, but if something else comes up and another event took place and I was able to go, it's okay. And
right,
these are all parts of things I'm still healing from and learning to do myself, because I've been such a, not that it's bad, a giver in my life, or always have made sure everyone else is taken care of before I take care of myself type of thing. Would that be correct,
right,
to say in that, you know, nature?
Yeah. So yeah, you give, let me ask you this, and this is a good point. So giving and receiving, do you think it's better to be a giver or a receiver?
I mean, for me, I feel a giver because I am a giver, and I struggled with a lot of times that I'm like, you know what, I'm not doing anything for anybody anymore when someone's offended me or things didn't, you know, turn out. And then it's like, why am I going to be like that? You know, it's like we talk about control. Like, just because they didn't do it my way doesn't mean it's the wrong way. And I've had to process that of, no, I'm not going to change who God made me or how I am.
Right.
And, but I have learned the lesson of, I now am very conscientious of who I give my time or who I give anything to, of making sure it's appreciated. My time, whether financially or an act or availability, versus those that have taken advantage and have just come in and take. It's draining. It's draining emotionally,
right,
draining financially sometimes to some people. So I've had to learn that lesson. I feel like being a giver, I feel good about it. There's times where I'm like, you know, being a single mom, where I'm like, you know what, I've been blessed before, and someone blessing me with, you know, a coffee at Starbucks or something has been huge. So I might not be able to bless that person who did that, you know, pay it forward event, but I try throughout time to pay it forward, and I'll be like, you know what, I'll help you here, and, or, you know, pay me back later. And even in those situations, I've been burned where I've tried to help someone. It wasn't so much that I had the funds. It was just more of had a, maybe a credit card that I could do it and hoping they would pay back. And I have a situation where I never got paid back, but I've been able to process it and still go, you know what, I'm not going to change who I am. I was able to do
right.
it. I'm thankful that I was in that position to do it. And I'm not going to block my blessings to now go, you know what, I'm never going to help anybody ever else again. So I think I'm a giver, and it's just how I'm made. And
okay, well,
like
that's good. May I give you a different perspective, if that's okay?
Yeah, that's what it's
okay.
About.
Okay, so I got this because my dad and I were chatting about a year ago. He said, you know, it's better to give in than to receive. I go, okay, where'd you get that from? He says, the Bible. I'm like, okay, I don't remember that, but I think it's okay to say that. And I said, Dad, or maybe that is a cultural thing. I don't know. But I feel, and I've learned this, that it's, you know, I'm sitting in meditation. Actually, I was standing in my kitchen, sorry. And I saw a bright light in the corner of my room, and I knew that it was an angel. I could make her outline up. And she goes, open your heart to receive more. I'm like, wow, okay. So and I go, I need clarity on that. And this is some time ago. And she said, be balanced. If you give, you teach somebody else how to receive. And when they give to you, you learn how to receive. And I said, are you saying I need help learning how to receive? I was like, wow. Because I've always talked to my angels like that, you know. And so I think and I told this to my dad. And I said, being a giver and a receiver is balance. It just gives you balance, right? And that way you don't get so, I don't know
agree.
How you've been. But when right? Or, you know, I've been so darn mad. Because I'm like, oh, I'm such a giver, right? Well, forget it, man. You got to receive, too. I am glad I'm a receiver, especially today. You know what I mean?
Right.
And not
no,
only
and
with
you know,
money, but with with everything else. So go ahead. What are you going to say? So I want to hear your thoughts.
Oh,
your
I was going
to
say, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, looking at, I mean, like on, I would say like, yes, I like giving, and I've had to really learn how to receive. I think my mentality, you know, I was so used to after my divorce that just not relying on anybody, because also that was disappointing, where I thought someone was, you know, hey, I'll help you do this, and then you go and you're like, hey, can you do, and then they're like, oh my god, I can't, da, da, da. You know, so I had a lot of situations early on when I became newly singled again that then I just learned how I had to learn how to just rely on myself first and not expecting things from other people in that same process. And I had to learn how to, you know, stay true to me and then do what my calling is, as well as I've had to learn how to receive. So you're right. I mean, there is a balance. I would completely agree. And I still have moments where I've been blessed by people who, you know, like you said, you know, it's not always the people that you help that you turn around and get blessings from. And so, and in those moments, just even through my jobs, I've been, you know, blessed where there's been times where I had a part-time job and I was able to take my son because my kids are in homeschool and my daughter's in gymnastics. And so the timing where I could take this job and they were like, no, you can bring your, you can bring your son to the office. It was such a blessing. And learning to like even receive something like that was like, wow, I could come, still work, provide for my family, additional income, and yet still be with my son and not have to have an additional expense. And that I had to learn from kindergarten. Okay, what do they want? You know, because you always think sometimes, I wouldn't say always, or not everyone, but for me, it'd be like, okay, what are they going to want? They're going to want more. They're going to dock my pay. They're going to, you know what I mean? You go into all these
right, you're like, you expect something like
that we create.
Yeah.
Right, or what am I going to have to do later because you're awfully being nice. And so that's a hard mindset also, you know, to get out of that. Of sometimes people are just, like what you said, you're giving, you're teaching people how to receive, but also receive openly with no strings attached, because sometimes I think our world is so, strings are attached, so conditional.
Well, unconditional love is hard to accept. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
When you do, it's great. And I have a client. She's amazing. So we're out and about, right? And she's here, local. And she says, oh, I like giving this homeless guy money. And our friend's in the back seat. She's, oh, he's going to use it for alcohol. What do you care? I'm giving it from my heart. What he uses it for is his deal. She goes, I'm not trying to control that situation. I just want to give from my heart, right? So I feel like I know myself, you know, I've had real challenges about learning to let go, you know, like wanting to control a situation. Like you with your buddy there. Last night, my guy and I, you know, we got in a disagreement, and I'm over there trying to make him own it and see it, right? And, you know, and I go, and I said, you have control issues. And I'm laying in bed. I was like, wait a minute, Tari. You're trying to say, well, you did this, you did this, I did this for you, I did this. I was like, really? That's so unattractive. And that's such at a low vibration. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, you know what? You got to do what you got to do and be who you're going to be. And I love you. I am not going to stop loving you. I turned over and went to sleep, and he reached over and he said, you know, and my guy hates garlic. I had eaten a whole ton of garlic, too. So it didn't help the situation. And he says to me, he says, I love you, Tari. And he says, I said, you're right. I go, there's no right or wrong here. I said, I'm trying to control you, and that's what I'm getting angry at you for. I said, one finger pointing at you, there's three more pointing back at me. I get lessons all the time like that, you know, too. So I get better at it, and then I go back to boot camp. What's your thoughts on that? Controlling. You get upset because a person's not doing, or they're lying to you, or they're being a jackass, right? And what do you think about that? Do you think your friend was a jackass?
Oh,
why do you think he'd be?
In that situation, no, I don't think my friend was. I mean, that's why, like, even when I talk to you about it, I'm like, God, it's so weird. I think really my problem sometimes is that I wouldn't think that some people do, or to me, it was just more of like, okay, it was canceled. Things change. Why would you originally not call the original person that you came up with? But we have a twist on that. And when I was sitting here and I'm like, that's why I was annoyed. And it came with, you know what, because really deep down, I was concerned about going to this dinner because I felt like if I went, you know, would this make it, would I be leading this person on to give different intentions that there could be a possible relationship? And I was becoming a little like, I'm not sure if this is a good idea for me to do this because it seemed like it was more of like an intimate dinner and I just wasn't. So I had all these mixed emotions prior to the event being canceled. So that's when I can look back going, I was a little relieved. And then, but then I was, you know, the greater thing about it was the universe also delivered what really my heart was. It was like I really was hesitant about going to this event. So,
okay.
So it's like you talk about a control where, you know, probably previous years of just wanting it to be like, you know, I'm set, I'm going, and I'd be upset, and by God, you know, you've offended me, and I'd been really maybe upset because of wanting things to go my way. And over time of how I feel like I've evolved and grown, that I stop and go, okay, why are you upset? What's really a problem? Is it, you know, really that situation or what's going on with you? And when I stop and do that, or it's like, wait a minute, maybe this is happening for a reason because this is not where you need to be. And I'm learning how to like process that even a little bit more of, okay, things get canceled, things happen, and that's okay. You can regroup and maybe something different will come out and it'll be more of where you need to be or your heart's desire. So, no, I don't think he's, you know, a jackass or anything like that. I just think that it was also...
Can I tell you something? Another observation, because I know the whole story. I think he's a jackass. I really do, not to be able to be honest. But that's his stuff. Okay, do you understand?
Right.
Except for me getting upset about it, because he's being truly who he is. That is his stage to be who he wants. That's your stage to be who you want.
Right.
It's my stage. And not a judgment, but an observation. And, you know, my guy, I thought he was a judgmental whatever. He's not judgmental. Was he a jackass how he handled it? You bet, in my opinion. Is that his deal to handle it whichever way? I let it go. And my cousin a year ago was that kind of thing. And then I have a guy that I used to go out with, and he's got, and I usually never date people with kids. He had a child, and I, you know, was over there trying to rule that situation and give my point. And then, you know, and then I broke up with him, and I wanted to be, you know, get to still be with his little one. What was that for me to do? And I thought he was stupid because he didn't want me there, right? And this has been some time ago, just so you know. And I was like, wow, I mean, he's not stupid. Or maybe he is, okay? He didn't choose me. That's okay, right? And I was relieved, like you, that he didn't. But you know what? I'm not judging him. I'm not going to control that situation. And I promise you, tomorrow I will have that. Because as souls having a human experience, we like to control. We just do. Because if we control a situation that's outside of us, then we don't have to look at ourselves. And that takes guts and courage.
Right.
I know that. You know, so anybody that says, I'm not controlling anymore, really? They're probably the most controlling on the list. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You know,
right.
But it's okay. That's okay, you know. So, but yeah. Yeah. Anyway. That's my thoughts about it, you know, and I will have, I know very soon I will have another challenge with my guy, probably, about trying to control something, because when you live with somebody and you love somebody, sometimes we mistake love for need. What do you think? That's true.
I mean, I think just exactly, yeah, I mean, it's going to happen again. I think it's just like, that's just how the process of our journey, it's just we're ever evolving, so we're going to have some of this identical situations, but similar situations that are come up, and it's like hopefully that's where you find out that you've grown. Like I say, like I can look back, and I was living so much in survival mode and fear of what I was going to do, and trusting other people. So I just kept things to myself and just did it myself. Don't rely on anybody, because then you know things would change or you get disappointed. And then I had to learn how to come out of that and allow people into my village again. And I learned and learning still. Of, you know, when you recreate your own village, you get to decide who has the code to your house or who has to knock on the door, per se.
That's a good point. That's a great point, by the way.
Those are the healthy boundaries. Thank you. That's the healthy boundaries. That versus, you know, no boundaries. Everyone just comes in the back door, front door, just opens the door, comes and goes, opens the fridge, and just, and you have no clue of what's happening. And versus when you put up healthy boundaries, you know, you have a little, you do have control, but then it's learning the control of what you just said, of how that person handles that. That's him and that's his stuff. I can also choose now, which I was just talking to my daughter about it, is sometimes some people come in our path to show us who we want to be or who we don't want to be, because that person is fine and they have a zillion and one people. And you know what? Maybe that's just healthier boundaries than I got. So I got to look at it from two different angles of, man, they are just living their life and keep it on rolling and trying not to offend anybody, but yet protecting themselves. And maybe I need to be a little bit more like that, and but yet maybe fine tune it of, I didn't really like how that was handled. So, but it was handled like, hey, but then yet the universe was protecting me in a situation when I got down to my truth. So talking about living a legacy of truth, of the reality is I was already like, yeah, I really didn't want to go anyway. But then I can look at it in the bigger whole picture and go, you know what? I can learn something from this. And it's also like what you just said, that's on them. That's their stuff. But I can learn going, but I don't want to do that because I really didn't like the initial feeling that I felt. So if I'm ever in this situation, how would I handle it with a friend or a significant other? So I think we're always going back. We're always evolving and we're learning and teaching each other. And people cross our paths. We've talked about that on previous shows of people are crossing our path and we're learning from them as well and teaching them something as well. So even here's my friend of, you know, maybe from his perspective, he did it the most softest, gentle way, not an ass. You know, I can look at it, man, that was an ass. You know, he was being an ass. But really there was, what could I gain from this? And what have I learned from this? And I think that's those boundaries of, it's okay to have your own stuff. And it's okay to put up that boundary and say, hey, this is not happening, and keep rolling. And then other times it's okay to go, you know what, I didn't like how that felt. I want to make sure that I don't do that to somebody. And I think that's more of the message that I've gotten out of that situation of, I didn't really like that, even though, like I said, I was like, whew, I'm relieved. I wasn't bawling, crying, throwing a fit that, oh, my God, I've been done wrong. So, but then it was like, but I still didn't like that initial feeling. So what I've learned is I don't want to be like that because I didn't like how it made me feel. So I don't want to do that to any of my friends.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, he or she have got their own lessons to learn. That's their own stage. I'm not going to control it. Now, I will have that test again because when you live with somebody, it is so different. Okay, and I'll have that test again the next couple of days with my sweetheart. I know I will, and hopefully one day I won't have to be tested, but there will be another set of tests coming, just so you know, because it's part of being a spiritual being, having human experience. And, you know, with friends too as well. So, you know, I have very few friends that I can totally be open with, and but, you know, some of them are you know, they listen quietly, and then they go, "Be God." I go, "Yeah," but it's okay to get angry. I feel like, and this is what I feel with myself. It's okay to get angry. It's okay to have a moment of judgment. Just don't live there, and don't live there with control, man. Because if you got three more pointing back at you, because your friend over there, I think he's. I haven't figured that situation out yet myself, okay, but maybe it's not for me to figure out, but he's a character, and I'm not sure, but I promise you this, whenever we have a thought, it has energy, thoughts are energy, scientific proof on that one. I was reading something about that the other day, and so whatever energy we're sending out, like, you know, I'm sending it to him as an observation, he's a jackass, but you are teaching me something. Through you, and you know, and your energy, the thought, you guys, gosh, I don't really even want to go, you know, for whatever reason, you know, and then that he got that thought on a higher level, we always do, and so his higher self, your higher self, the universe, God of your understanding, says, hey, I'm gonna work it out with you, so you can go enjoy your night. You had a better night, didn't you, with your buddies that came to the ranch, right? Yeah, cool. I had a better night too, you know. So anyway, so we're doing good. So you, you're that's a big lesson right there, you know, too as well.
And even like, and so I like another situation that came up that, you know, my family vacation with my kids going on a cruise, an unfortunate situation. So wake up, get an email, our cruise is canceled because they have to, you know, bring, you know, the ship and repair it. And obviously they're going to need time. So granted, they've handled it. We get a full refund. We get another cruise for free. So you sit there and go, wow.
Oh, wow.
And this was booked. Nice. This was booked a year ago. And I'm sitting there going, how it's like serendipitous that we booked this week. And, you know, some people will look at it as you can be angry about it. Oh, my God, I've been waiting for, I mean, all the you know, messages that people are just inundated on this one cruise site of just blah, blah, blah. And yet, for me, I'm sitting there going, I'm still like, man, that is so weird. Like, the universe knew that I'd be doing this, and yet I'm getting my money back to take another cruise, and yet I'm being offered a whole complete new cruise for me and my family. And that is not offered to everybody. You know, there's others that are canceled with enough notice. They're just canceled with enough notice, you know.
Well,
there's others that are compensating.
There, Amy.
You know, so, and then there's like
good karma.
The 2 weeks prior, thank you, that to our cruise, they've gotten, you know, they've gotten like their ports shortened, but then extended. So they got, instead of a 7 day, they got an 8 day, you know, so it's all the variable of how you want to look at it. So nevertheless, I always try to go with when you plan things and it just sort of kind of flows, then it's sort of kind of meant to be. And I'm struggling that, you know, it's like when we're like talking about my house, which we'll talk about another time, but, and so I'm traveling with two other families, and so we're like, okay, no, we still want to go on vacation. We all have this week off still. So we look and it's like, boom, there was another cruise that we could take. And it just like, it just seems like it was just flowing. And it was like the same thing of what we're talking about. It's like, hey, you guys, I'd still like to all go together if it works. And we're all in agreement of that. So it was also just this nice feeling of we all still want to travel together, which is great because really, honestly, we could have just got the letter and said, oh, our cruise is canceled. Hey, c'est la vie. I'm probably just going to do something different. Like, there's your out.
Right, right.
You know? And
right.
So it's also
right.
rewarding that you do come across some friends that go, no, man, I still want to go with you. And so that's been a great, wonderful feeling, too. And then we're sitting here going, oh, my God, how can we, you know, we're getting our refund so we can book something. And then yet now, just from time, what are the odds that talk about a gamble, you know, that we booked a week, you know, I don't know, however many weeks, you know, it could be our cruise and a week after or whatever, that they're getting 100% off or even 50% off, you know.
Right That's a good point. You're right, that is, that's a very good point. Wow.
So within like a week's time, I feel like I've got to experience the scenarios of things being canceled, how they're handled, even from a corporation. You know, it's 3 weeks before we go on vacation. So, you know, give or take 2.5 weeks. But, you know, is that enough time? But I think it's, you know, they were trying to do the best without interrupting the vacation. So I can respect that on a business level. And then yet on the same token, they did the maximum to make sure that they compensated for the inconvenience. You know, as some people probably can't change vacation times and things like that.
Yeah, that's true. Good for you guys. I'm happy for you. You guys are going to have a blast, aren't you? So three families. Are you three moms going? Is there a husband or a boyfriend or anybody going?
No, no. There's only one mom that's married, and her husband's staying behind to take care of animals and things like that. And myself and my other girlfriend, we've been single moms with our teenage boys for, you know, together on this journey. And our sons have been friends for 14 years. So,
Oh, wow. That's going to be amazing. That's some memories right there. Good for you, you know. So, wow, Amy, good for you. Anyway, well, they're closing our show down. So, anyway, thank you. And you guys, remember, I'm doing this for I want to just make this a quick announcement, as I said I would. There's a little girl, and if you go on to Go Run for Fun Fitness, you will see her. That's an Instagram page. Actually, Amy posted a photo, I think, on there, if I'm not mistaken. Or will post, right, Amy, because you're exercising like crazy. But she is trying to raise, raise money for her home studio because she's a singer, performer, and she wants to do it, perform for events, donate her music, her songs that she writes and doesn't write, and sing at musical events and also at churches and at weddings, and wants to donate her time for you know, things like situations where their kids for cancer are running events, and she wants to give her time away and her music away because she's trying to help, and that's a goal she has. So she's trying to raise money. If you go to Go Run for Fun Fitness, and meet some people are donating $10, $20, whatever, okay, because she doesn't need a lot of money. You know, to her, $500 is a lot, but if you feel led to and you feel open to, please go donate to her because she wants to give back, and we need more kids. We need more everybody to want to give back, right? So anyway, thank you. Amy, that was a great show today.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's fun. Yeah.
Thanks.
So
thanks. It was fun.
You.
Happy
weekend. Yeah, got some good points out there.
Get up and take a shower.
Yeah. Yeah, and eat your vegetables. Take care, everybody. Bye now.
Bye.